On his visit to Latin America last month, President Bush announced a tripling in U.S. anti-narcotics spending in Peru. Roughly half of the $142 million will go for so-called alternative development projects. Those are meant to encourage local farmers to grow something besides coca leaf, which is used for cocaine. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima that many Peruvians say that plan will not work.
In Peru, the drug war is a much more cordial affair than many outsiders would expect. This group of coca leaf farmers, for example, is being treated to lunch by the Peruvian government. They've been invited to Lima for a day-long seminar on the evils of growing coca for cocaine. They listen politely, but they say they're not about to renounce their best cash crop.
Claro que soy, yo soy productor, agricultor y productor de coca a la vez.
Of course, I'm a farmer and I produce coca, says Francisco Barrantes. He says there was a time in the mid-1990s when he and other coca growers cut back dramatically. Peru won Washington's praises for virtually eradicating its cocaine trade. But Barrantes says those days are ending. I had abandoned about 80% of my coca crop, Barrantes says, but now I'm back up to about 50% of what I used to grow, and it's increasing. A few years ago, U.S.-funded non-governmental organizations convinced farmers such as Barrantes to replace coca with exotic export-oriented crops such as gourmet coffee and cocoa beans. But these schemes seemed to be jinxed. Almost every time the NGOs promoted a new product, its price would end up plummeting on international markets. Out on the street after lunch, the farmers take turns trashing the concept of alternative development. They say the United States is sending millions of dollars for alternative development, says this coca grower. But until now, nothing has arrived for the farmer. Where does the money go, he asks. These farmers say the NGOs hired by the U.S. spend too much money on community projects such as schools and sewers, and not enough subsidizing legitimate crops. Despite repeated requests for an interview, neither the U.S. Embassy in Lima nor the U.S. Agency for International Development would comment on their aid program in Peru, except to say that they're still figuring out how to spend the bigger budget. A fact sheet from USAID foresees an expansion of the current approach, a mix of anti-poverty programs, road building, and help for community institutions. Patricio Vandenberg Kunin, a Frenchman who runs the United Nations version of the program in Peru, says these efforts are praiseworthy, but they don't fix the basic problem.
We have also to ensure the peasant a reasonable price of its product, otherwise it's impossible.
There's not that much the aid donors can do about low commodity prices, but the United States is in a position to open new markets. Mirko Lauer, a prominent newspaper columnist in Lima, says Americans could do a lot to stem the flow of cocaine by simply lowering import barriers on a couple of basic Peruvian crops.
Peru's most important historic and economic cash crops are sugar and cotton. Cotton can do as much for displacing coca as many of the crank schemes like macadamia nuts or pre-flavored coffees or what have you. I mean, Peruvian people know how to grow cotton.
The Peruvian government has asked Washington to lower tariffs on cotton as part of a trade incentives bill currently moving through Congress. But political pressure from American producers has made that unlikely. In Peru, meanwhile, new surveys by the United Nations confirm what the coca growers have been saying for the past 2 years. The country's total coca leaf acreage is once again on the rise. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.